Hello, I'm Bob Lipson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died for our sin. According to the scripture, he was buried. He rose again the third day, according to the scripture. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Thank God. In August, I believe, 2006, the Lord instructed me to start praying a prayer. One in the Old Testament, in the book of Joel. I was surrounded by so-called friends that were deep sin, sitting all around me and laying their sins upon my soul, persecuting my soul with their sins. I did not know what kind of sins they were involved in. They would smile, talk to me. Everything seemed normal, and they're committing all kinds of wickedness. All kinds of wickedness, and they laid their sins upon me. And God gave me this prayer. Kathy D is going to read it, Joel chapter 2, verse 17, and I'm going to pray it.
Verse 17, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God?
I prayed this prayer many, many times, and I'm going to tonight on this audio, and you can pray it as well. But you can listen to me pray it. Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, insult, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among thy people, where is your God? Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among thy people, where is your God? Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is your God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is your God? Oh, my friends, in those days, my heart was heavy. It was heavy by the burden of sins of God's people laid upon me. They were just sinning like sin was okay. And then they'd fellowship with me and cast their iniquity upon me with their mouth. That caused my heart be sore pain. Sore pain with their wicked way. Spare thy people. O Lord, give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should live over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is your God? Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should the people say, where is your God? Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they, the heathen, say among the people, where's your God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is your God? Oh, I know those that were fellowshipping with heathen, and the heathen with Malcolm. But it didn't change their ways of sinning with the heathen. Bear thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they, the heathen, say, well, where's your God? Oh, my friends, you don't know what kind of sins have been cast upon me by those that would say they love me. Oh, my God. Have mercy on your people and deliver your servant out of their sin that were cast upon me. Some in secret, some openly. Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they, the heathen, say to me, where's your God? Amen. I believe I've prayed enough. I love you. I forgive you. I forgive you for laying your sins upon me, casting your iniquity upon me. I forgive every one of you in the name of Jesus. And I say good night from my home office in Plano.